We're joined by Chris Waller now out there at Rose Hill Trackwork. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you, mate? Haven't spoken to you for ages.
Is that you, Rob?
Thank you very much.
Hey, it's definitely Andrew, Chris.
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
No, it's Richard Friedman. Good morning, Richard.
That's Richard, yeah.
Now I'm going to fix both of you up, particularly probably Chris, but guys back in the studio there is a Twitter photo this morning on the Friedman, on Richard Friedman's page, of the guys having a bit of fun this morning. And it was, Richard, it was a Friedman hat on Waller's head this morning.
Yes, it was my Christmas gift to Chris and his team. They all wear Friedman hats now. And I don't know, Chris went really strange once he wore it there. You saw the photo.
He did. Our viewers will see it shortly. Our guys are hurriedly getting it. But it seemed to have an immediate effect.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, though. He put on a spread this morning of prawns, ham, oysters, and other beautiful food here in the hut at Rose Hill, and French champagne.
Wow.
And we all partook.
Well, Andrew, we can't let Richard go without saying, will you return serve if Roman Sun wins the Summer Cup on Boxing Day?
Not the Summer Cup, no.
Okay. But
he wins a Group 1. It's a group. Got to be a Group 1, right?
Let him up the path. It'd be good for you.
If I train a Group 1 next year, particularly if he runs second in it, that I will shout the Christmas.
Fair enough. Okay.
Now, the photo is on Sky 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central at the moment. And Charlie Duckworth looking at his boss thinking,
do I
really work for this bloke?
There you go. See, there is some camaraderie amongst trainers.
It's good to see.
There is.
I'll hand you back to Chris because you don't want to talk to me. I've got nothing for you.
We might ring your Boxing Day, Richard. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
all right,
we'll ring you. Righto. See you, mate. All right. So, gee, it's a happy place this morning, Chris, at Rose Hill.
Good morning, Andrew.
Got him now, Chris.
I wasn't too sure when he first answered. But I will say, mate, we put the photo up. That had affected you very promptly this morning.
Yeah. What more can you say? Richard Friedman.
Made a staggering photo, but a good one.
Carl Cicinova getting taken off the TV. You can see why Richard got taken off pretty quick, can't you?
Yes, no, exactly. He's a good horse trainer when you look at his media career. Chris, the most asked question was answered yesterday. Winks and, I guess, the Autumn Sun, you put releases out that in a perfect world, it's a race-by-race preparation for Winks.
Yeah, simple as that. And it's no use sort of going into too much depth. Everybody knows her, the story behind her and where she's heading. Yeah, we could have easily stopped after the Cox Plate, but it's obviously another sort of 9 to 9 months away from the breeding season. The horse as well. There's always that risk of injuries, but we take everything so carefully with her as we do with every horse. She Bowman's adamant that she's still got more to offer, as we are, and any day that she's finding it hard to win or not quite the same in the training, she'll be retired that day. There'll be no second thoughts, no taking chances, but at this stage, it seems pretty straightforward.
Now, looking forward to it, Chris, as you said, race by race with Winks. What about the Autumn Sun? He must be an exciting horse going forward. So lightly raced. He's a 3-time Group 1 winner already. And in your press release yesterday, Chris, you hinted how much that extra spell you gave him after the Caulfield Guineas, he's been given that chance to develop and mature now.
It was basically his two-year-old season joined into his early three-year-old season. There wasn't much room in between to have time out. So he's had that now. And like we'd hoped, or like you could see to the everyday person looking at him at Braidland, you can see that he was an unfurnished colt. And for him to do what he did at that early stage over a range of distances and overcoming all sorts of things that most horses struggle with, he did it in Group 1 races. So he's a very exciting horse going forward.
So at this stage, Hobart for Randwick Guineas, and then you'll play it by ear post the Group 1?
Yeah, and that's not to say that we wouldn't run an Australian Guineas or things like that, but it'll be one or the other, I would think.
Yeah.
The team from Hermitage and Arrowfield have said just keep all options open, but try and keep it simple.
Correct. And Winks, of course, the Apollo Stakes at this stage. Chris, big team in at Warwick Farm this afternoon. You scratched one of your two-year-olds in the first. Still have Elon running now. There's a bit of money for him on debut in the Sar Sun race at Rose Hill. How's he trained on, and any idea about him handling the heavy track today?
He's trained on really well, and no idea about the wet track. Yeah. So just I guess like a few of the horses, especially the younger ones, are a bit unknown on that. But the horse will take improvement from that first up run, there's no doubt there. Ultimately, he'll be a later two-year-old type. He's not a gold slipper horse by any means, but certainly will be a good horse when he fully matures.
Fair enough. Down to race four, you've scratched four Clues Bay, still have five runners in the staying race, and any of these five could win without surprising, Chris?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it'll be a tough 2,100 metres today, and obviously you're throwing in wet track conditions. So you can make a case for all of our runners in it. They're all fit. They're all well on the market, and I couldn't lead you anyway. What handles the track and what's got momentum at the 600 metre mark probably wins the race.
Yeah, no fairness. Naval Warfare, Follow Suit, Mutarakam, Solo Mission and Araja all have solid form. A couple of these horses are coming back in distance, but given it is a heavy track now, Chris, that shouldn't be an issue coming back from 24 back to 2,110 today.
Yeah, 100%. I guess, I just don't even want to mention them because it'll just confuse you.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Mm. All the horses are well and would be disappointed if one of them didn't win.
That's a fair way of putting it. They're all chances, and a lot of these finished very close together the last start at Rose Hill. Sparky Lad, blinkers on today?
Yeah, he needs them. They're only going on because he's not racing up to his best form. So, look, they always improve in their track work, but whether that's what's holding them back, you don't really know until they're under race pressure. So, we're trying something. I think the mile's a big plus for him as well.
Yeah, fair enough. The two mares in race six both have good heavy track form at Warwick Farm, Bella Success and Velocitar, and they're both in terrific form, Chris.
Yep, maybe we backed Bella Success up too quick after her good first up win, and she looked a bit flat last start. And Velocitar, she's racing in really good form, and as you said, they'll cope with the conditions. Mm-hmm. So, two really good chances on the day.
The December handicap race seven, Sir Bacchus. Everyone saw him first up. Last start effort, Chris, what can you put that down to when he ran ninth behind Erythea?
We just put it down to second up and being a bit flat. Mm-hmm. Hope he can bounce back today. He's got okay form on the wetter tracks, but needs to improve on last start, of course.
Yep. And two really good chances in the last. I know Pembroke Castle was probably the favourite one of the two in the markets, but Shawnee's a nice filly, and she caught my eye first up on a heavy. Both look good chances in the last, Chris.
Yeah, Shawnee, when she does things right, you'll see a lot better horse. She was running away and I think missed the start from memory last start and got back in a small field. So hopefully she does things better from a good gate today with a lightweight with Jay aboard, Jay Ford. And Pembroke Castle, given a gun run by Hugh Bowman last start, helped. But nonetheless, he won pretty well on a soft track. So, he's got his confidence back and should be hard to beat.
Terrific. Yeah, good chances also at the Gold Coast, big team at Newcastle. Chris, thanks for joining us this morning. Best of luck at Warwick Farm today.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Chris.
And have a safe Christmas, mate. Hope it's a good one for you. Better get back to those prawns. Richard's demolishing them, I reckon.